Well, I'm not sure how many people begin their lives thinking, my career goal is to be a lifelong folk singer.
Right. Certainly wasn't mine. No. My people were teachers and newspaper people. There were no musicians in the family. I grew up in a little town called Rochester, which is about 25 miles north of Detroit, and my dad commuted. I asked him once, why do you make this commute? He said, well, it's really hard to raise nonconformists on a city block. That was his idea. So I, you know, put you in the country where you can do whatever you want. Well, I did high school, like everybody, and then I went to the place where my parents had gone to school, a place called Principia College, which is about 120 miles south of here on the Mississippi in Elsa, Illinois. Got my degree in English and drama. After I got out of college, I went to New York to become an actor, and I discovered that wasn't as easy as it might appear. I'd been a singer since I was knee-high, but there were no piano players or guitarists available, and so I thought, well, I better learn how to accompany myself, and I started taking guitar lessons.
Yesterday a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar.
As the one-man show, you worked your way through the country for quite a while. Mm-hmm. But that brings us to wandering back and forth through, well, this little bit of country here.
Here's where Western Illinois University factors in. In the late 70s, I ended up working a lot in this area. In 78 and 79, I did three residencies here. I had a thing that I did called College and Classroom. And I do T.S. Eliot and I do Robert Frost. And I would speak my poems and sing my Flanders and Swan songs and talk about whimsy and wordplay and all the other stuff. I would finish my gig here, and I typically would take 67 to 80 and blast out back out to Colorado or wherever I was going. And one time I thought, well, here's this squiggly little highway. It was much more squiggly back then, 136 West. And I came to Hamilton, and I went down by the river, and there was this bridge that was open while there was a barge going through. So I sat looking over at the bluffs at this place called Keokuk. And sure enough, when the bridge finally closed and I could drive across, I'd looked at all these big old houses on the bluffs, and I thought, that's curious. I think I'll go there. And if I'd gone straight out Main Street, I never would have come back. But instead, I hung a right on First, and I went up the hill, and I came to Concert Street. Well, that sounded auspicious. So I turned left on Concert. I went a couple of blocks, and here was this big, stark, old brick house with a for sale sign in the front yard. I thought, damn, maybe I should write that number down. So I did. I was used to prices for houses in Chicago and Atlanta and L.A., and here was this monstrous big old brick pile that I could get into for practically nothing. So I made an offer, and the people said, we'll take it. So if nothing else, it got me back in the heartland. I never stopped traveling, and I never stopped singing. But I got distracted because I'd never owned a house. I'd always been a troubadour. My attitude was, I don't want the baggage. But then I acquired the first piece of baggage, which is property, and then later on more property. And the next thing I knew, wow, children. Well, that's it. The next thing I knew, 20 years had gone by, Ken, and that's what happens.
I knew a man, Bojangles. He'd dance for you, worn out shoes.
So the big thing right now is all of a sudden I've become a national touring act again in the last year or two.
And in the middle of that, folks will be able to catch you for a few minutes in the hometown.
In one of the best venues that there is along this Mississippi River, the Grand Theater in Keokuk. And I'm going to be there April 5th at 7 o'clock, and it's sponsored by the Keokuk Concert and Entertainment District, KCED. and tickets are on sale at various places. Look for the poster. It's out there, too. For sure, they're available online at eventbrite.com.
Oh, would you like to give us a little hint?
Sure.
You see me taking it easy. That's what I try to do. I be your Raggedy Andy. You be my Raggedy Ann. Va, 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 voom.
Chuck Mitchell. He'll be live in concerts at Keokuk's Grand Theater tomorrow night at 7:30 in a fundraiser for the Keokuk Cultural and Entertainment District. I'm Ken Zonwe, Tri-States Public Radio News.